Hi, you're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine the knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative, where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. In this week's podcast, we'll discuss the taxability of income from cryptocurrency. There has been a lot of buzz around investing in cryptocurrencies since the last year in the Indian market, and everyone is intrigued by what the digital currency holds for them. With the very volatile nature of the currency, people have been investing for both short-term and long-term gains. But what exactly is cryptocurrency? As the name suggests, cryptocurrency is digital currency, which is considered safer than real money as it uses the technology of cryptography. In simple words, the code that is written in comprehensive words is converted into complicated codes that are difficult to crack or decrypt, hence ensuring highest level of security when it comes to safeguarding the money invested. Over the recent years, various economies have started recognizing cryptocurrencies and have given them legal status, which has over the time directed more investments in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin was the first ever cryptocurrency to be introduced in 2009 and currently is synonymous with the word cryptocurrency. However, with the growth of investments and lack of regulatory framework in India, investors are still unaware of how income generated from trading in cryptocurrency will be treated. Changes by way of amendments to the law have not yet been made, as there is still ambiguity regarding the legal status of cryptocurrency in India. The RBI circular in 2018 had banned trading and possession of cryptocurrency. However, the said circular was set aside by the Supreme Court in March 2020. Subsequently, there has been no clarification as such on regulatory aspect of cryptocurrency. One of the major concerns of the investors has been the taxability of income earned by transacting in cryptocurrency. To understand the issue better and to analyze how such transactions will be taxed, it becomes pertinent to understand the methods of acquiring cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency can be acquired by either of the two ways, mining or trading. Cryptocurrency mining is the name given to the process that involves solving a bunch of extremely complex mathematical problems or puzzles, and as reward of which a token is given, which is nothing but the cryptocurrency token itself. Mining is a process that is not just done to bring in new crypto tokens into circulation, but also to keep a check on the blockchain ledger. To understand what mining is like, let us take this simple example. Suppose a person A has two $20 bills. One fake and one real. He is able to spend both of them. Now your job is to verify that the same $20 bill has not been spent twice, and you will have to do that by verifying the serial number, etc. Akin to this, a Bitcoin miner has to verify and make sure that the same Bitcoin is not used twice. Once the miner verifies 1 MB worth of Bitcoin transactions, he or she is rewarded with a Bitcoin. But such reward is sporadic, and not everyone who verifies the data will be rewarded. Mining is a long process that involves use of highly sophisticated computers, and it is painstaking, costly, and only sporadically rewarding. The other way of procuring them, that is the cryptocurrency, is via the exchanges. India at the moment has CoinDCX, WazirX, among other exchanges, where cryptocurrencies can be bought and sold. These exchanges let you procure these crypto coins in exchange of real money. This is the most common way of procuring bitcoins currently. With the looming ambiguity over the regulations and directives from the government, This podcast attempts to analyze how income from cryptocurrency may be taxed. In this context, we will look at taxation under the Income Tax Act of 1961. Income chargeable to income tax is classified into the following five heads of income for the purpose of competition. First, salaries, then income from house property, profit and gain of business or profession, capital gains, which means any profits or gains arising from transfer of a capital asset is taxable under the head capital gains, and lastly, income from other sources, which means income chargeable to tax but which is not classifiable under any of the aforementioned heads of income, is taxed under this head. Each head of income dictates separate competition mechanism and rates of tax. Therefore, it is vital or essential to characterize the income under either of the five heads of income for understanding its taxation under income tax. Now we look at a few scenarios. Scenario 1 is when purchase of bitcoins happens. In case of purchase of bitcoins, the probable heads of income that are to be analyzed are capital gains and income from other sources. Only taxable income which is not chargeable under any other head of income is chargeable under the head income from other sources. Therefore, analysis of taxation of income earned from sale or purchase of bitcoins involves testing whether A. such income would fall under the head capital gains, and B. if the answer to the same is in the negative, then test whether the same falls under the head of income from other sources. As mentioned above, profits or gains arising from transfer of a capital asset is taxable under the head capital gains. The term capital gain asset has been defined under the Income Tax Act to mean property of any kind held by an assessee, whether or not connected with his business or profession. The term property of any kind has not been defined under the Income Tax Act. Therefore, applying the principle of nociter a socius, which means that when there is ambiguity, the word should be read in the context it has been presented in, the expression can be said to be having the widest amplitude, thereby including within its ambit possession of any kind, that is, tangible or intangible. Accordingly, it may be said that cryptocurrency or bitcoins would qualify to be capital asset. Therefore, income earned from sale of bitcoins purchased would be assessed to income tax under the head capital gains. Now let us look at the second scenario where the bitcoin is mined. In case of cryptocurrencies earned by way of mining, the probable heads of income that are to be analyzed are profit of gains of business or profession, capital gains, and income from other sources. As discussed earlier, the income earned from sale of bitcoins earned by way of mining is to be tested under the head profit or gain from business or profession and capital gains to begin with, and then income from other sources if required. Bitcoins qualify to be capital assets. This is something that we have discussed earlier. Therefore, the income earned from sale of bitcoins earned by way of mining can be assessed under the head capital gains. Now, Section 48 of the Income Tax Act provides for the computation mechanism for income chargeable under the head capital gains. Full value of consideration received towards transfer of capital asset, less expenditure incurred wholly and exclusively in connection with such transfer, less cost of acquisition of the asset and cost of improvement thereto. In the case of bitcoins earned by way of mining, there is no cost incurred towards acquisition of such bitcoins. Accordingly, a doubt arises whether the income earned on sale of bitcoins earned by mining can be taxed as capital gains when the computation mechanism cannot be fulfilled. The mode of computation and deductions provide the principal basis for qualifying the income chargeable under the head capital gains. What is contemplated under Section 48 of the Income Tax Act is an asset in the acquisition of which it is possible to envisage a cost. In case of self-generated intangible asset, the cost of acquisition of such an asset is incapable of determination. Therefore, when the cost of capital asset cannot be determined, the same cannot be taxed under the head capital gains. Accordingly, income earned on sale of bitcoins earned by mining cannot be taxed under the head capital gains. In this context, the next head of income to be tested is profit or gain from business or profession. The question that needs to be analyzed in the present case is whether the activity of mining qualifies to be business under the Income Tax Act. Any profits or gain of business or profession carried on by the assessee is taxable under the head profit or gain from business or profession. The term business has been defined to include any trade, commerce or manufacture or any adventure or concern in the nature of trade, commerce or manufacture. It may be noted that the definition is inclusive and therefore is not exhaustive. On the basis of the various judicial precedents, the activity of mining bitcoins may qualify to be business on the following grounds. Firstly, the activity of mining involves consistent and systematic efforts over a period of time. Secondly, the bitcoins are mined with an intent to resell the same in future and earn profit. And lastly, the fact that the mining activity is unconnected to the business or profession otherwise undertaken by the miner does not preclude mining activity to be in the nature of business. Therefore, income earned by a miner upon sale of Bitcoin earned by way of mining may attract taxation under the head profit or gain from business or profession. Now, in the present parliamentary session, the Lok Sabha Bulletin had proposed to introduce the Cryptocurrency and Regulation of Official Digital Currency Bill 2021 to be tabled before the lower house. With the lack of official directives issued regarding taxation of cryptocurrencies or bitcoins by the tax authorities yet, taxation of cryptocurrencies or bitcoins remains in open debate with no clarity, specifically in case where the investor is a non-resident or the situs is outside India. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You can write to us at podcast@lakshmi3.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes you'd like to hear more about. Do check out our website www.lakshmi3.com, which is being linked in the episode description below, to keep abreast with relevant legal updates. We hope you'll join us next week.